Welcome everyone to day 37 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, recapping our paramitas. So I want to invite you to just take a moment to settle into your seat with a sense of patience, since we're recapping patience today. Just take a moment to let go of the morning you've already had. Let yourself arrive in your body, in the present moment, the sense of relaxation and openness, so crucial to a sense of patience. And thinking back to all the ways in which we talked about practicing patience, all the places in our life that we need it. So first of all, just noticing what impatience feels like, noticing how it affects your mind, how you interact with others, how you interact with the world, noticing that quality of impatience. And then as we start to practice a little patience, really including everything into that, including the feeling of, can't we get this done? Or, I want this to be different. So including a sense of patience for our own impatience. And really from there, it can be the seed of kindness towards ourselves. Really acknowledging that I just want this to be different or over or done. Just acknowledging that that's part of our human experience. And then, of course, extending patience to those things which are just personal pain or hardship. And then because we can have a sense of patience for ourselves, extending that to others. So it's always me and others. And then extending that even further to the truth of our life, the truth of human life, that it doesn't last and that we age, we have a sense of frailty, vulnerability. Because life is happening all around us. And we just can't control everything. Don't you hate that?
It's signaling enlightenment is what it's
doing. Yeah. I like the fact no one claims it.
Nobody's claiming it. I know it's not mine. But and I want to go check because nobody else is claiming it.
All those feelings of wanting things to go our way. Oh, my gosh. And then just noticing the ways in which we just rush. We just rush to get done. And can we just wait? I had a meditation teacher who once said, oh, we're going to do the advanced practice. It's called waiting. And I didn't know she was teaching us the paramita of patience. Can we wait? Can we just be with the in-between time? And relate to that skillfully. So, shifting to the in-between time of transition. So shifting from the paramita to just letting it be the ground of your practice. And again, just taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground with a strong back and a soft front. Sense of presence, worthiness, self-love, care. And then resting your hands with a sense of ease in all of those qualities and letting the mind just rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth of our practice together.